Number 2 lane. And Long Beach Freeway southbound before the San Diego Freeway, we have an accident involving a car that went over the side. And West LA is having problems. San Diego Freeway southbound past Santa Monica Boulevard, a minor injury crash. Clearing to the right shoulder, but traffic slows up from Sunset Boulevard. This traffic report is a service of Aaron Brothers Mother's Day Sale. Aaron Brothers Mother's Day Sale gifts up to 50% off Mikasa, Studio Nova, and Matted Gold Leaf Frame Art. Frame Memories, special value photo frames starting at $7.99 only at Aaron Brothers. I'm Leah Landry on the news, CD 103.1.
We got CD hits of the 80s next on the new CD 103.1. The first here is Todd Lights with a CD 103.1 information update. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Kenny. The O.J. Simpson trial resumes today with more lecture-like testimony from a DNA expert who the prosecution hopes can give the jury a basic foundation for dealing with all the DNA evidence they'll hear during the trial. Meantime, LAPD Detective Mark Furman's lawyer has filed a $50 million libel lawsuit against the New Yorker magazine, writer Jeffrey Toobin, and unnamed members of the O.J. Simpson defense team for an article that suggested Furman's a racist who would frame O.J. Simpson. An Orange County election today will fill a vacant state Senate seat in the 35th District, Newport Beach area, left open when State Senator Ross Johnson fell to term limits. Assembly Republicans failed to get the required votes yesterday to get Governor Wilson's 15% tax cut proposal out of the Revenue and Taxation Committee, but they say they'll try again. Federal agents confirmed that a Nobel Prize-winning Boston geneticist received a letter from the Unabomber the same day a timber industry executive was killed by one of his bombs. Actor Gary Busey home today after 4 days of treatment at a Santa Monica hospital for an apparent cocaine overdose, possibly facing criminal drug possession charges. And if Cato Kaelin thought the Simpson trial was a tough room, he ought to see Las Vegas, where he'll be warming up audiences for comic Louis Anderson at Bally's Celebrity Room June 8th through the 21st. In sports, the Lakers down 2-0 in their second-round NBA playoff series against the San Antonio Spurs after last night's 97-90 overtime loss. We're sponsored by Southern California Volvo dealers. Test drive the 1995 Volvo 850, now available with airbags featuring frontal protection for the driver and passenger and the all-new side impact airbag system, an automotive industry first. I'm Todd Lights on the new CD 103.1.
Water, somebody.
Is he adrift in a lifeboat in the...
Time now is 7:30. It's the kind of day to hang your hand out the window, let your nails dry. It's gonna be nice as soon as these morning clouds dissipate. And many of them have, giving way to mostly sunny skies with highs in the low 60s at the beaches. Look for near 70 inland and CD hits of the 80s on Southern California's newest radio station. Thanks for listening.
CD 103.1.
CD 103.1, and here's another great CD hit from the 80s. Stevie Nicks, A Little Help from Don Henley, 7:39 on the new CD 103.1. Good morning.
Is love so fragile and the heart so hard? Please take from me.
CD hits of the 80s all in a row on the new CD 103.1. That's a Stevie Nicks, Don Henley, also known as Rough and Ready there, and Leather and Lace. We heard Taylor Dane with Every Beat of My Heart and Exposé of Seasons Change. And yes, even if it is nice and warm today, or mild, Leah, would you mind passing along to Todd that he probably does want to put something on over those competition Speedos?
Okay.
We are running a PG show here.
Yes.
7:43, that's your time. I'm Kenny Noble, 17 minutes now before 8 o'clock. And how is that drive shaping up?
Oh, we have problems in Boyle Heights, Golden State Freeway northbound at the San Bernardino Freeway. We have an accident involving three cars blocking the right lane. In the City of Industry, Pomona Freeway, westbound past Azusa, a non-injury crash is slowing your drive. And we have some problems south central Los Angeles, Harbor Freeway southbound before Vernon, an accident in traffic lanes. And in Norwalk, Santa Ana Freeway northbound past Rosecrans, we have an accident involving a big rig. They're trying to clear that to the right shoulder. And in Westminster, San Diego Freeway northbound at the Garden Grove, an accident is clearing along the right shoulder. Watch out for delays through the area. I'm Leah Landry on the news, CD 103.1.
It's 7:44. Coming up next, CD hits of the 90s on the new CD 103.1.
1958. That's when Joe...
747, I'm Kenny Noble. Good morning. By now, you know that the Spurs dropped the Lakers like a bad transmission last night. It was 97-90. I think it was Sparky Anderson, who manages the Detroit Tigers, once said, "You just get caught in a position where you have no position." I kind of like that. It refers to last night's game. But by the way, we have one more position left, and that's Friday at the Forum when Game 3 of the... Western playoffs resumes. Good luck, Lakers, and you got to win this one. It's going to be a pretty nice day today with some sunny skies, highs in the 60s at the beaches, near 70 inland, and CD hits of the 90s.
CD
90s hit after another on the new CD 103.1. That's Sheryl Crow there. That's who that is. Almost forgot. Sorry.
How you doing?
it's called All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun. Watch the sun come up on Santa Monica Boulevard. Also subtitled A Day and a Night at the Car Wash. You know, I was just thinking it was at the car wash yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when you put four quarters in the slot?
Mm-hmm.
And before you can get a grip on the sprayer, it showers your shoes?
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
Well, you know, it's par for the course.
Is that right?
Yeah, you always run out, too. You have to add more quarters.
Yeah, I always run out of time right when I'm, like, soaping up my car.
Yeah.
It's all soapy, and all of a sudden the water ends.
Hate when that happens.
You hate that. I'm telling you.
Well, it's going to be a car wash day, actually. Mostly sunny today and mild. 757, how's the drive shaping up?
Well, we have problems in Inglewood. San Diego Freeway northbound past Century Boulevard. It's an accident involving two cars along the right shoulder. Also, some trouble in Norwalk. Santa Ana Freeway northbound past Rosecrans. Accident involving a big rig clearing to the right shoulder, but a very slow drive. And in Long Beach Freeway southbound before the San Diego Freeway, we have a crash involving a car that went over the side. And in Santa Ana, having problems. Costa Mesa Freeway northbound before Edinger. A two-car accident is blocking the left lane. This traffic report is a service of the Press Telegram. From trucks to washers, jobs to homes, Press Telegram Classifieds work for you. Find it, sell it, buy it in today's Press Telegram Classifieds. Call 310-432-5959. I'm Leah Landry on the news, CD 103.1.
It's 7:58. Coming up next, CD hits of the 70s on CD 103.1. But first, this information update brought to you by Martin Cadillac Pontiac and GMC Truck, Olympic and Bundy in West Los Angeles. Todd?
Good morning. President Clinton joined other world leaders at 50th anniversary VE Day ceremonies in Moscow today, urging Russians and Americans to work together for the common good, as we did against the Nazis in World War II. After the hoopla, President Clinton and Russian President Boris Yeltsin will meet for summit talks, sure to include the U.S. opposition to Russia's proposed sale of nuclear technology to Iran. The Wall Street Journal says Florida lawmakers have approved legislation repealing a new law which allowed the state to sue tobacco companies to recover health care costs. The Clinton administration's asking Japan to join its trade embargo against Iran, from whom Japan gets 10% of its oil. Thousands of Iranians protested in front of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran today, demonstrating against President Clinton's economic embargo. The government is warning against the dangers of bunk beds with wooden framing supports larger than 3.5 inches, which pose a strangling hazard to young children. And a painting from Picasso's so-called Blue Period fetched $29 million at Sotheby's Auction House in New York City, unusual since the art market flattened a few years back. Southland weather, sunny this afternoon after the low clouds and fog clear up. As Kenny said, it's a car wash day. Highs will be in the mid-60s to mid-70s, depending on where you are in relation to the ocean. I'm Todd Lights on the new CD 103.1.
No one on the face of this earth wants...
KACD Santa Monica, KBCD Newport Beach.
CD 103.1.
Oh, get that cigarette lighter. Pretend it's a microphone and sing along to CD hits of the 70s.
CD 103.1.
hits all the time on the all-new CD 103.1. It's 10 minutes now after 8 o'clock. Here's Elton John.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can.
The new CD 103.1 with another set of 70 CD hits that began with Steely Dan and Reeling in the Ears, Rod Stewart, Maggie May, Elton John there with your song. A song that I'm just going to have to dedicate in memory to dear Bootsy, a German Shepherd that I owned as a young man growing up. One eye was blue and one eye was green, but hers were the sweetest eyes I had ever seen. Anyway, this is National Pet Week, so I've been thinking fondly of the pets I've owned.
Oh, man.
Did I ever tell you about the goldfish that jumped down and, never mind. I'll save that for another day.
Oh, God.
How's the drive?
Oh, we have some big problems in Chino. We have a signal alert, Pomona Freeway westbound before Reservoir. The right two lanes are closed because of an injured crash involving a truck and a car. Traffic slows up from Grove. In Irvine, having problems. San Diego Freeway northbound at Sand Canyon. A stalled truck is taking up the right lane of traffic, and that backs you up to the Y. In Encino, Ventura Freeway westbound at White Oak, we have a non-injury accident. This one's along the right shoulder. Traffic slows up from Coldwater Canyon. And in Downey, Century Freeway westbound at Lakewood, an injury crash involving three cars is along the right shoulder. Traffic slows up from the 605. This traffic report is brought to you by Save-On. Save-On pharmacies stay open longer, with more pharmacies open till 10 than anyone else in the L.A. area. And all pharmacies open Sunday at Save-On. Count on people who care. I'm Leah Landry on the news, CD 103.1.
Coming up next, CD hits of the 80s on the all-new CD 103.1.
Hello.
8:17, 17 after 8. I'm Kenny Noble. Good morning. We've got some low clouds hanging out this morning, but that'll give way to mostly sunny skies, if not haze shine in your neighborhood. Highs in the low 60s at the beaches, near 70 inland. And CD hits of the 80s on Southern California's newest radio station.
CD 103.1.
A sweep of great 80s hits on the all-new CD 103.1. We heard that Journey, Don't Stop Believing, Madonna, and They're Crazy for You. That was from Vision Quest, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of a Native American Karate Kid thing.
It was a cool flick.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it featured the debut of Madonna in there, I think. She didn't do any acting or anything, but she did. They just kind of showed
her.
Yeah.
The little bitty club scene. Oh, look, there she is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I knew you wanted to know that. Speaking of movies, have you heard about, Todd's probably hip to this, the new Gumby film is going to be out this month.
Oh, wow.
Gumby film?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't heard of that.
That's right, yeah. I'm going to read the review here in the Los Angeles Times.
That said, lump of clay.
That guy. Says, sound is heard, but his lips barely move. Critics are calling him the new Stallone.
Oh, my God. No way. Hey, man, I spent a whole day trying to win a Gumby doll from Ash to World.
Yeah?
Yeah, I finally won one, took him out for Halloween. Somebody stole Gumby.
Aww.
I have an anecdote for you on Gumby.
Okay.
My wife and I traveled around the world a few years ago, and we took Gumby with us and took pictures of him in all kinds of compromising positions in various landmarks.
Oh, my God.
All over the world, including the Coliseum and so forth.
Can't wait to see those.
I'll give you the file a little later.
27 minutes now after 8 o'clock. Here's Leah Landry with the latest on our Tuesday commute.
Good morning. We have a sig alert in effect right now in Chino. Pomona Freeway westbound before Reservoir. The right two lanes are closed because of an injury crash involving a truck and a car. Traffic slows up from about Grove. And jumping over to Anaheim, we have a traffic advisory in effect in on the Riverside Freeway eastbound past Harbor Boulevard. There's metal debris in all lanes. Traffic is backed up to Knott Avenue. Also, Santa Fe Springs having problems. 605 southbound at the Santa Ana Freeway. Some police activity is along the right shoulder. That has traffic slow from Beverly. This traffic report is a service of the Orange County Register. Subscribe to the Orange County Register, and they'll contribute up to $50 to any Orange County school you choose. To subscribe, call 1-800-775-5778. I'm Leah Landry on the news, CD 103.1.
Time now is 8:27. Coming up next, we got CD hits of the 90s. The first here is Todd Lights with the CD 103.1 information update.
And by the way, that Gumby doll last seen somewhere off the coast of Australia, buried in the sand up to his neck. That was the last I saw of him.
You ever notice that his silhouette looks a lot like Ronald Reagan?
You know, I think it's the boopy thing on the top of his head, that hair thing.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean that in a good way, of course.
Of course.
Yes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
A new USA Today CNN Gallup poll finds that only 4 in 10 of us are adequately preparing for retirement by saving enough money now to offset cuts expected soon in Social Security and pensions. Jurors in the O.J. Simpson trial will likely hear the results of DNA tests on blood samples gathered in the double murder investigation after getting a bit of a lecture on DNA yesterday. LAPD Detective Mark Furman has filed a $50 million libel lawsuit against unnamed members of the O.J. Simpson defense team, The New Yorker magazine, and writer Jeffrey Toobin for an article suggesting Furman's a racist out to frame Simpson. Actor Gary Busey could face criminal drug charges after being released from the hospital following treatment for an apparent cocaine overdose. He's at his home in Malibu. An advisory committee studying White House security is suggesting, apparently, that officials close down Pennsylvania Avenue to prevent any future attacks on the presidential mansion. We had a spate of them last year. San Francisco poet Robert Haas has been named the nation's poet laureate by the Library of Congress, an honor he calls ill-paid, ill-defined, and irresistible. And the Lakers prepare for Friday's Game 3 of the NBA Western Conference semifinals against San Antonio, already trailing the Spurs 2-0 after last night's 97-90 overtime loss. Vlade missed a couple free throws down near the end there that sent it into overtime. Southland weather, sunny today after the morning gray bales with highs near 70. We're sponsored by Southern California Volvo dealers. Test drive the 1995 Volvo 850, now available with airbags featuring frontal protection for the driver and passenger, and the all-new side impact airbag system, an automotive industry first. I'm Todd Lights on the new CD 103.1.
Tom Chappell on what makes the difference at Tom's of Maine.
Back in the 1960s. The following is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Many of the broadcasters in the Los Angeles area, in cooperation with federal and local officials, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an earthquake or other emergency. If there had been an earthquake or other emergency, the attention signal you just heard would now be followed by news, official information, or instructions. Be prepared. Study the section in your telephone directory that provides information on how to safeguard yourself and your family in the event of an earthquake or other emergency. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Kenny Noble here. It's 8:32, 28 before 9 o'clock. Good morning. We do have some hayshine forecasts. So highs in the 60s, the beaches near 70 inland, and CD hits of the 90s just ahead for you.
Love a woman. Oh! Just tell me, have you ever really, really, really ever loved a woman?
All hits all the time in the all new CD 103.1. It's 8:40. Hit from the 90s on the all-new CD 103.1. That's Gloria Estefan. Mucha calor. Great stuff for playing air bongos on your dashboard.
That's lovely. That's lovely.
You can play the drums on the steering wheel.
I do that. You know, I play.
Yeah. Okay.
The stick shift is a drum. The steering wheel is a drum.
I know. The whole our whole little cocoon is our own little recording sound studio.
Oh,
isn't it great?
Thank God we're the only ones in there.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and you got to look around when you pick your nose.
Man,
that's
yeah.
I'm sorry I said that. I shouldn't have said that. Gross, yeah.
Well, now we know you do that.
8:44, 16 minutes now before 9 o'clock. How's our drive this morning?
Well, we have a rough drive this morning. We have a sig alert in Irvine now. San Diego Freeway northbound at Sand Canyon, the number 3 lane is closed because of a disabled truck. Traffic is backed up to the Y. And we have a sig alert now in Chino still going on. Pomona Freeway westbound before Reservoir, the right 2 lanes are closed because of an injury crash involving a truck and a car. This has traffic slow from before Grove. Traffic advisory still in effect in Anaheim. Riverside Freeway eastbound past Harbor Boulevard. Metal debris is still in lanes. They're trying to clear that out of your way, but traffic still slows up from Knott Avenue. And Mid-City, Santa Monica Freeway westbound before Normandy, we have an injury crash. Traffic slows up from the Harbor Freeway. I'm Leah Landry on the news, CD 103.1.
It's 8:45. Coming up next, CD hits of the 70s on the new CD 103.1.
Getting tough on illegal immigrants. On tonight's Prime 9 News, KCAL TV at 8. President Clinton cracks down on illegal immigrants, and this time he's targeting the people who hire them. How this could affect your job. Then at 9, Miracle in Mexico. Special Southland doctors go south of the border on a mission of mercy. We went along, we'll show you the lives they changed. Local news at 8, world and national news at 9. Tonight's Prime 9 News, KCAL TV, Channel 9. 911. Can you be sure emergency service will be there when you need it? All this week, Prime 9 News at 8 examines our 911 system.
Please hurry!
Is reaching 911 as easy as dialing?
Is this an emergency?
Yes. Find out before it's too late. 911, Lifeline Under Fire, tonight at 8 p.m. on Prime 9 News, KCAL Channel 9.
It's 8:47, 13 before 9 o'clock, and a Tuesday, a day that will make even dull, dry hair look radiant. A Southern California weather, morning clouds. We do have some haze shining around, but mostly sunny today with highs in the low 60s at the beaches near 70 inland, and CD hits of the 70s on Southern California's newest radio station.
CD 103.1.
All hits all the time on the all-new CD 103.1. And from the 70s, Eagles taking it easy, and Paul Simon slip sliding away like Cool Whip and the Jello Jiggler of life. Kenny Noble sounding and waxing philosophical this morning.
I love your stories.
You like
I
that?
I really do.
Well, you know, something to remember me by. 8:56, 4 minutes now before 9 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning. I guess we've had kind of a rough commute this morning, huh?
Yeah. Some good news, though. Sig alerts have been canceled in Irvine, San Diego Freeway northbound at Sand Canyon. The number 3 lane is now open. Earlier disabled truck has been cleared. Traffic, though, is still slow from the El Toro Y. Also, a sig alert canceled in Chino. Pomona Freeway westbound before Reservoir. The right 2 lanes have now been opened. Injury crash involving a truck and a car has been clear, but traffic still slow from before Grove. Problems in Mid-City now. Santa Monica Freeway westbound before Normandy. We have an injury crash. You're trying to clear that out of traffic lanes, but you will be slow from the Harbor Freeway. And in Long Beach, Long Beach Freeway northbound transition to the Riverside Freeway westbound. We have an injury crash. This involves 2 cars along the right shoulder. I'm Leah Landry on the news, CD 103.1.
And coming up next, CD hits of the 80s on the all-new CD 103.1.
Hi, Matt Bogan here for America West Airlines.